California lawmakers are moving forward with a bill to create the state's own universal health care system. Silicon Valley Assemblyman Ash Kalra from San Jose is co-sponsor of CalCare. He compares it to the federal Medicare health plan his senior father currently has.
You still have the same access to the same doctors and nurses and clinics you have access to now. The only difference is the tab will be picked up by the state, CalCare. My father has gone to the same doctor and, unfortunately, on occasion, hospital for decades. He's been on Medicare for over a dozen years. He hasn't changed where he goes for care one bit. The only difference is that it's less bureaucratic now that he simply shows his Medicare card for care. What CalCare is additive. It's not subtractive from what someone gets in Medicare. They actually get a whole lot more without paying copays or premiums or deductibles or paying for pharmaceuticals or paying for long-term care.
Kalra says his plan would also include dental, vision, and in-home health care, services Medicare does not cover. Supporters of CalCare, like Adi Barkin, who was diagnosed with ALS, say it would make all the difference for people with disabilities who've had to fight private insurers for life-saving treatments.
ALS is a progressive, degenerative disease that puts into perspective how time is the most valuable resource we have. But Rachel and I wasted away so much of that early, precious time on the phone with our insurance company, navigating infuriating bureaucracies that are set up to deny us care. My insurance denied me a ventilator, stating that it was experimental, and then 2 weeks after that, they rejected access to an FDA-approved ALS drug. Even good health insurance, which I have, does not cover the cost of the care I need to survive. Paying out of pocket would have left us bankrupt. And so for too long after my diagnosis, we tried to get by without home care.
Barkin, a lawyer before ALS left him paralyzed, says he was forced to file a lawsuit against his insurance company to obtain the health care he needed. Under CalCare, the state of California would eliminate health insurance companies and absorb public health care programs like Medicare and Medi-Cal, then pay for health care services directly to the provider. But that provision has alarmed integrated physician groups like One Medical, Sutter, UC Davis, and UCLA. State direct medical payments are often linked to low Medi-Cal reimbursement rates. Bill Barcelona is with American Physicians Group, which represents 170,000 physicians in more than 330 groups that care for some 90 million people across the country.
Physician groups would be prohibited from participating in the single-payer system and would thus be put out of operation. AB 1400 offers two choices to physicians and other clinical providers: accepting Medicare fee schedule for service rates or becoming employed by the state of California under a salary system.
Supporters say a 9-member board would negotiate physician rates annually, and those rates would be higher than Medi-Cal reimbursements. That's made possible by eliminating profit-seeking insurance companies and hospital fees. The California Nurses Association, which represents 100,000 nurses in the state, is a primary sponsor of CalCare. Carmen Constein is a policy specialist with the Nurses Union.
CalCare would not only save money, but it would improve the lives and practice of our healthcare professionals, our doctors, and our nurses. Providers, as well as patients, would spend less time, money, and resources navigating a web of insurance systems. And doctors and nurses would have more time to do what they do best, care for patients. They could provide care based on their best professional judgment without insurance corporation interference, resulting in better care. We cannot expect a system that is designed to squeeze every dollar and cent from our health to put patients over profit. Under CalCare, there would be no more denials of care, no more price gouging, and no more extracting corporate wealth from our health.
The legislation passed along party lines. Republicans cited the cost to the program in their opposition. The state's powerful business interests are also opposed, like the California Chamber of Commerce. A separate compendium bill to fund CalCare would tax individuals making more than $150,000 a year and businesses. It's also pending in the Assembly. Kalra says under his plans, Californians would actually pay less for health care, noting they already pay costly premiums and deductibles that would end. His bill to pay for CalCare gets a hearing next month. Meanwhile, CalCare heads to the Assembly Public Safety Committee next. If both pass, voters still have to approve the income tax increase at the ballot. In all, panelists say it could take 2 to 5 years to implement. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.